This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. There's a little chill in the air. The leaves are changing color. Halloween is just around the corner. But for a select group of cereal eaters out there, that is not all October signifies. It's about hurry up, stock up before it's too late. Dan Pashman, host of the Sporkful Food Podcast, is here to explain. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Rachel.
So who are we talking about here? Cereal hoarders? What are they hoarding?
Well, in particular, we're talking about fans of the monster cereals and the big three you may know as Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry. Now, these cereals came out of the market back in the early 70s and were popular for a long time. But then in 2010, General Mills took them off the market and said they're only going to be available now during the Halloween season. And that was bad news for some people. I mean, I spoke to one Sporkful listener, Tamara Cole, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She said that when they took Boo Berry off the market, she made her sister in Tucson, Arizona, go down into Mexico to get her Boo Berry. She turned her sister into a Boo Berry mule. And so this artificial scarcity has kind of galvanized a cult following around this time of year for these cereals. And this year is special because they also brought back Fruit Brute and Fruity Yummy Mummy, which have been out of production for decades.
Wow. So these people are incredibly committed to this kind of cereal, apparently?
Yeah, they are very intense. I spoke to a Sporkful listener named Rachel Gonzalez in Pottstown, PA, and she's as passionate as you'd expect. Here she is taking inventory.
I have about 8 boxes of Count Chocula, 3 boxes each of Boo Berry and Frankenberry. I do not have any Fruit Brute. That is not a cereal my family has acquired a taste for.
This is not like baseball cards. These do not stay in the wrappers. They eat them.
Yes, people take them out of their wrappers to eat them, but not all at once. In fact, a big deal as people hoard them is they always are checking the expiration dates.
Ah.
Because they want to see how long it's going to last. The other day, I got a Boo Berry that's good until September 2014. Because there's a whole resale market here. So that thing, I'm going to hang on to that till supplies are low. And then that's my nest egg right there.
So you're a fan? You like these things?
I mean, I think some are better than others. I'm not much of a fan of Fruit Brute. It kind of has an artificial cherry flavor that to me is reminiscent of cough syrup. Although a note that I would add is that Fruit Brute, when it was brought back now, it's been out of commission since 1982. They changed the spelling. It used to be spelled Fruit Brute, F-R-U-I-T, and now it's F-R-U-T-E, which apparently
which
has to do with labeling restrictions. And because there is no actual fruit in it, they had to change the spelling.
I imagine this is all, I mean, these things are, they're really sugary, kids like them, but it's the adults buying them and, you know, there is an element, I imagine, of nostalgia in this.
There really is something about these particular artificial flavors that tap into a very specific sense memory. You know, I mean, here's Rachel Gonzalez again.
It still reminds me of that Saturday morning special treat that you could only eat every once in a while, and it's something that now I get to share with my own daughter, so it's really kind of nostalgic and exciting to me.
I don't know. I might go out and try to find myself a box of Count Chocula.
There you go.
Dan Pashman of the Sporkful Food Podcast. You can find it at sporkful.com. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you, Rachel.